Okay, N4 TLP.
TLP, N4ZLK. Good morning, Perry.
What's the matter? You couldn't sleep? Don't normally come on the radio this time of morning.
I'm up a lot this time of morning. I'm not normally out this time of morning like I am, but I'm going over to pick up some material, meeting my son at a place first thing in the morning.
It's just aggravating.
Expect anything less.
Oh, there you go.
When I'm doing at least 5 over, maybe 10 over the speed limit on a 2-lane road and someone passes me pretty good.
I was coming down Pine Street the other day. There was a policeman sitting there on the side of the road. I mean, you could tell he was clocking. And I wasn't going that fast, but I probably was going over the speed limit. And, I mean, it's coming right into town. And there was, he got the car behind me, and I don't know how he picked them.
It's easier to get the one behind. You don't have to go around them.
Sad part, it's coming down Pine Street into close to Spartanburg, back of Spartanburg Regional, and everybody's flying right there. So, I mean, I wasn't, you know, going faster than anybody else. Matter of fact, I don't think any of us were going all that fast, but I thought he was going to pull me over because he turned the blue lights on, but he pulled the other guy.
That was a little bit of a sinking feeling there for a second.
Yeah, it was. And he was behind the car that was behind me, and his blue lights were on, and I'm like, is he trying to get to me, or what's he doing?
Well, they need to do better.
Yeah, that would be the city of Spartanburg.
New. Places around Greenville that used to be 45, 35, 45, and then now the speed limit's raised, and I think they just have given up. Look, 385 going out of town. Used to be 35 for a while, and then it would go up to 55, but I think it's either 60 or 65 now, and they don't even bother anymore.
Amazes me. I mean, I'll be on the interstate doing 75, and they're passing me like I'm sitting still.
Where there's so much traffic, and nobody stands out unless they're really going fast. So they just kind of leave it alone. Probably safer than trying to pull people over, I guess.
Yeah, well, there's so much on 85 over between Spartanburg and Greenville. There's, I mean, they'll have somebody pulled over and everybody slowed down because of that. Nothing in the roadway.
We're seeing that there and other places. Traffic's backed up and you're crawling along and then you get up and it's just somebody pulled over on the side. Blue light's flashing and road's clear, but everybody slows down and it bottles up.
Well, it sounds like they got the repeater back in good shape. Sounds clear now.
Some conditions going on because I'm not sure if anybody's gone up and done anything. Sometimes those, I don't know if there are any solar storms, but man, weather can really affect RF.
Not last night. It was the night before last. Leroy said somebody was up there. He was not on the tower, at the tower, but somebody was, and they were testing, so I think they did something.
Good to know. Well, if they're listening, I appreciate it. We appreciate it. That's good. Yeah, it was having a rough time. It was even noisy yesterday.
I'm sure it's conditions, but I mean, I heard somebody, could be that frequency too, but I heard some other repeaters that were not being affected near to that level, so I was hoping there was something actually wrong with it.
Things that need to be done overall, but you know, it's an antenna 400 feet up, I think. There's just not a lot of people around that climb anymore, and all the safety precautions you gotta, for insurance reasons and things, so I'm hoping they'll be able to keep that antenna up on that tower. You know, they made Mount Mitchell move down off of that tower that was there for years. They're at a lower location now.
Mount Mitchell from this radio in the house, so, but I think it's a lot to do with the fact that I'm kind of down in a hole.
Hear it? I couldn't hit it until they moved it to a lower position. And wherever they moved it, opened it up a little bit. I can hit it now.
Saying I can get out in the car, you know, go a half a mile and I can hit it. But from right here on this antenna, I can't.
Things work. You never know. You might move your home antenna 5 feet and it clears it up. But you just never know. And sometimes it's a lot of work to try to figure that out.
Yeah, a lot of work in the HOA.
Little hum that comes and goes, and I don't know if you're moving around, if you're moving a cable close to something else or close to the radio, but it's not bad, but there is a little bit in there, and it sounds like you might be moving around a little bit as you're talking.
I mean, background noise in the room, but I'm going to swap out this power supply just for kicks and see. Not now, but later.
Bad. I just thought I'd let you know. Unless we record ourselves, that's the only way we know if someone tells us.
True. And I mean, this power supply is pretty old. I mean, it's back when I used to have the business band radio, so it's old. I mean, I could see there being some issues with it.
Was it had a little hum to it, and I changed power supplies, and that didn't help. Did the same thing, so it's got to be in the radio.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Like I say, it'd be pretty easy for me to change it. I just haven't gone to the effort, and I do have another power supply, so wouldn't hurt to try.
When you said, I figured you'd be out there making deliveries already.
So I leave at 7. Matter of fact, I need to get off the radio. My grandkids are supposed to be here about now. They come by, and the daughter drops off one of them and then takes off, and I usually leave right after they come through.
That. Want to see them before you. That's a good way to start the day.
Yeah, I used to have another one that came, got dropped off here, but now his mother takes him straight to school. So I don't see but just the two.
Mine since Monday. That's terrible.
No, the ones in Memphis I hadn't seen in a couple of years.
Understand, I do feel bad for parents that are kids are moved out of state or even especially out of the country. That would be tough.
Much so. Well, Shane, you have a good day. I'm going to get off of here and see what I need to do before getting gone, but nice hearing from you, and we'll chat another time. N4ZLK, N4TLP, I'll be clear.
Good call, Terry. Good to hear you. Hope you have a great day. N4TLP, N4ZLK Mobile. WJT, N4ZLK. ZLK clear.